Today's daf is Menachos daf Samech Vav. We left off in daf Samech Hey Amud Beis. We're at Tanu Rabbanan. The first word in line is La, about 10 lines from the end of the page, Tanu Rabbanan. So we're in the middle of going through the various proofs that the Baitusim are incorrect. We're trying to figure out how we know that the interpretation of Chazal, that Mimachras HaShabbos, means that we start counting Sfiras HaOmer and we bring the Karban Omer the day after the first day of Pesach, and not Mimachras HaShabbos Mamish, not Mimachras HaShabbos Bereishis, not on a Sunday. So yesterday we had one Braisa that gave five proofs to this idea, quoted five different opinions that prove this idea. Now we're going to quote a second Braisa that has four additional proofs to this idea, and then the Gemara is going to say, once we have all nine proofs, which of these are accepted proofs and which of these are proofs that are not accepted. And then the Gemara is going to discuss a little bit about Sfiras HaOmer, the idea of counting days, the idea of counting weeks, whether there's a difference between them. And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Samech Vav Amud Aleph is going to move on to the procession of Hava'as HaOmer, meaning once we did the Ketziras HaOmer, so what do we do next? Meaning just going on in the process of the mitzvah of the Omer. The Gemara is going to talk about, you know, if they had three se'in of grain, or five seed of grain, and they only had to get any sarin of flour, what did they do with all the extras? Was the extra kadosh? Was the extra chayiv in maisos? Was the extra chayiv in challah? So that's going to be a discussion on Amud Beis. The Gemara is going to talk about how the toasting of the grain was done. The Mishnah is already as a machlokas. The Gemara elaborates on the machlokas, exactly when and how the toasting of the grain was done, and the daf is going to conclude with three different statements of halacha by Rava. One about miruach done by Hagdish, meaning if the smoothing of the piles was done while the grain was still in the rishus of Hagdish, which is normally the time something becomes chayiv in Trumas HaMaisros. So does it become chayiv in Trumas HaMaisros? Or do we say no, it was in the rishus of Hagdish at that time? And then we're going to have a machlokas tonight whether miruach done by Ogai is patr from the chayiv of Trumas HaMaisros midaraisa. And then we're going to move on to discuss challah, when you do Gilgul HaIsa, when you need a dough, it normally becomes chayv and challah. What if the Gilgul HaIsa was done, the Hegdish was done while the dough was still Hegdish? Is that dough going to be chayv and challah? Okay, so we're going to discuss all of those things. So let's begin. Tan Rabbanan at the, again, about 10 lines from the end of the page, Samachayim and Beis. And we're now moving on to the second Braisa that goes through a number of Shitos as to how we know that the Baitusim are incorrect and that we are supposed to bring the Karban Omer on the second day of Pesach. So Tan Rabbanan, Svartam Lechem, Shetei Sfira Lekol Echad Ve'Echad, that each and every person has a mitzvah of Sfira. Mimachras HaShabbos, the Braisa continues, Mimachras Yom Tov, Mimachras HaShabbos must mean the day after the first day of Yom Tov, not the day after Shabbos. O'enu Ela L'machras Shabbos Bereishis. But how do you know that? Maybe Machras Shabbos means L'machras Shabbos Bereishis. Maybe it means on Sunday. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yuda, Omer, Harei Omer Tisbru Chamishim Yom, call Sfiro Shatasof or Lo Yu Ela Chamishim Yom. That no matter how the calendar falls out, your Sfiro should always include 50 days and not more than 50 days. So just like if Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you begin the count of 50 days on Sunday, which is the second day of Pesach. Whenever Pesach falls out, it's always supposed to be 50 days. And Vim Tomer, and if you're going to say Mimachra Shabbos Bereishis, that you're always counting Sfira from a Sunday, well then Pam Shatamotzei Chamishim Ve'echad. Sometimes it's going to turn out that you end up counting 51 days. When the first day of Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos, for example, where you start counting on the Sunday after that, so there are 51 days from the second day of Pesach until Shavuos. And upon Shat Motzei, Chamishim Shnayim, if the first day of Pesach was on Thursday, or Chamishim HaShlosh, if it was on Wednesday, Chamishim Arba, if it was on Tuesday, Chamishim V'Chamish, if it was on Monday, Chamishim V'Shish, if the first day of Pesach was on Sunday. It's not always going to work out that there are 50 days between Pesach and Shavuos. So that's his Raya. Rabbi Yudah Mesera Omer, Eino Tzarech, you don't need that reason. I can give you a different reason. Hareyu Omer, Tispar Lach, Pasuk says Tispar Lach, and from that we see that the Sfira is Lach, it's for you, meaning Sfira Taliyah Beis Din, that Beis Din are the ones who are Mekadesh L'Chodesh, and they're the ones that decide when the first day of Pesach is, and that's what we're referring to by Shabbos. So the day of Sfira should be something that was determined by us, that was determined by Beis Din, as opposed to Yatsa Shabbos Bereishis Shesfirasa B'chal Adam, as opposed to Shabbos Bereishis Kavua V'Kaima from Sheshes Yimei Bereishis, when Shabbos is going to be. That's not up to Beis Din to determine when Mimachras HaShabbos is, if Shabbos is to be taken literally what we call Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Omer, another possibility, Mimachras HaShabbos, Mimachras Yom Tov. Mimachras HaShabbos means the day after the first day of Yom Tov. Well, are you sure? Atom Mimachras Yom Tov, Einu Ela, Mimachras Shabbos Breishis. Maybe it means Mimachras Shabbos Breishis. So Amarta B'chinem or Mimachras HaShabbos Shabbatoch HaPesach, does it say in the Torah, Mimachras HaShabbos that's in Pesach, from there we would know exactly when to start counting. Valolo Nemar El Mimachras HaShabbos. The Kol HaShanu Kula Malei HaShabbosos. Well, it just says Mimachras HaShabbos. The whole year is full of Shabbosos. That has nothing to do with Pesach. That could be Mimachras any Shabbos if you assume that Shabbos means Shabbos and not the first day of Pesach. So Tzeo B'dok, is a Shabbos. Now go figure out which Shabbos the Torah was referring to. There's no way to figure that out. And it's not Mistaver that the Torah will be Koveya, that you're supposed to count Sfiras HaOmer and never tell you when to count Sfiras HaOmer. So it's more Mistaver that Mimachras HaShabbos must mean a kind of Shabbos that only comes up once during the entire year. And that kind of Shabbos must be Pesach itself. And then Rabbi Yossi says another possibility. Va'od, Rabbi Yossi says, another possibility of how I know the Baitusma are wrong. Nemra Shabbos Lamata, v'nemra Shabbos Lamala. It says Shabbos by the Shtei Alechem. It says, Ad Machras HaShabbos HaShvi, Tisru Chamishim Yom, V'krat Mincha Chadasha. By the Shtei Alechem and Shavuos, it's after Machras HaShabbos HaShvi, and v'nemra Shabbos Lamala. And it says Shabbos by the Korban Omer on the second day of Pesach, because it says, Svartam Malahalon, just like the seventh Shabbos related to the Shtei Alechem, Regel Utchilas Regel, the Yom Tov happens, and right at the beginning of the Yom Tov, that's when you bring that Korban. Afkan Regel Utchilas Regel. So too by the Shabbos that it mentions with regard to the Omer, that's also Regel Utchilas Regel. It must be that it's Pesach, and it must be that it's the beginning of Pesach. Now, so Rabbi Yossi had two different deos of how we know that Mimachras HaShabbos means what we say it means and not what the Baitusim say it means. The first day, though, was an interesting one. That Mimachras, I mean, they're all interesting, but the first day is, he says, Mimachras HaShabbos, if it meant the day after Shabbos, any Shabbos, we would never know which Shabbos. We'd have no clue trying to figure out 52 Shabbosos a year, trying to figure out which one it is. So that's not so pashut. The Rosh has a tshuva in Klal Samaches, where someone is mechayev himself to give someone else a certain amount of money, and he says, you know what, I'm going to give it to you? La'achar HaPesach. I'm going to give it to you after Pesach. So what does he mean by that? When after Pesach? The day after Pesach is after Pesach, and 1,000 years after Pesach is also after Pesach. So when does he plan on giving him the money? So the Rosh says, you can't say anything but the first Pesach that's going to come up, meaning it's not after next year's Pesach or the Pesach. No, it's the it can only mean the first or the last. You know, and there are 6,000 years that the world is supposed to be around. So when you say Achar Pesach, it must be a Pesach Mesuyam. It must be a specific Pesach that is that would distinguish itself. So it's either the very next one or it's the very last one. And since you don't need a shtar to be mechayev mamon la'achar Pesach ha'acharon, so obviously it must mean la'achar Pesach harishon. So the Rosh is quoted in the Torah in Chosh Mishpat Simon Mem Beis, and the Hagos B'nei Yaakov and the Torah quotes the Gemara over here. He just refers to the Gemara over here without explaining what he wants from the Gemara over here. So the Sefer Simchas Yom Tov, the Marit Al-Ghazi, says that what he's trying to refer to by the Gemara over here is to ask on the Rosh from the Gemara, that the Gemara does not mean that we are not sure when Mimachras HaShabbos is the whole year, because you cannot fulfill Reishis Kitzirchem at any time other than the Zman HaKatzir. So when the Gemara says, I would never know which Shabbos, well, you could narrow it down. It's got to be during the Zman of Ketzira. So in Eretz Yisrael, that's from Rosh Chodesh Nisan and on. So what the Gemara must mean is we're not sure which of those Shabbosos of Ketzira you're supposed to bring the Omer. But according to the Rosh, it shouldn't be any Suffolk. The only Suffolk should be the first Shabbos or the last Shabbos. And our Gemara makes it sound like the Suffolk is any Shabbos. So and since it says Reishis Ketzirchem, it should be obvious that it's the first Shabbos. The very fact that our Gemara leaves it up in the air a little bit leads you to believe, not like the Rush, that when you say a particular time, that it means either and that time repeats itself over and over again, that it means either the first one or the last one. It leads you to believe that it could be any one of them. Okay, so that's difficulty that they raise in the poskim on the shita of the Rush. Then the Gemara says another possibility. One pasuk says they eat matzah on Pasach for 6 days. That for 7 days you eat matzah. That's a stira, right? You eat matzah for 6 days, or do you eat matzah for 7 days on Pesach? So haketzad matzah she atayachalach l'shiva min achadash atayachalach l'shisha min achadash. There are certain matzahs that you're not going to be able to eat for all 7 days because chadash only becomes mutter with the carbon omer, and if you make the matzah out of new grain, you're not allowed to eat it before they brought the carbon omer. So how many days are you going to be allowed to eat that matzah, the matzah that's from Chadash? That's for 6 days. So you see that the Korban Omer must necessarily be on the second day of Pesach. Otherwise, the math wouldn't work out to be 6 days versus 7 days. Now, Tosfos points out in Meseches Pesachim, we already have a different drasha from the same pasuk. That from the fact that it says Sheshes Yom Tochal Matzos, we learn that Achilas Matzah on the seventh day of Pesach is not a chiyuv, because it says for 6 days you have a mitzvah to eat matzah. So that tells me that the seventh day is only Rishus. I only need to eat a kazayas of matzah on every day other than the seventh day. And then we say, but there's a hekesh between Shar Yamim Liyom Hashvi, between all of the other days and the seventh day. So we learn that all the other days also don't have a chiv except for the first night. The Laila Rishon, it says Be'erev Tochul Matzos. Be'erev meaning the very first night of Pesach, the Laila Seder. So it's from these psukim, this stirim psukim, is it 7 days, is it 6 days, that we learn that the mitzvah of eating matzah, the chiyuv of eating matzah, is only on the first night, and after that it's a rishos. So Tosus wonders, how could it be that we learn two different things from the same pasuk? And Tosus says, yeah, maybe two things can be learned from the same pasuk. What does that mean? That maybe two things. Why would you be allowed to learn these two things from the same pasuk? So the Sefer HaMakna in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Ches explains Tosus based on Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi quoted in Tosus Masech's Kiddushin of them, Daf Lamed Ches, you know, on the pasuk in Sefer Yoshua, that the Jewish people didn't eat from the Tvoa Chadasha when they entered Eretz Yisrael until Machras HaPesach, right? They waited until the second day, until Machras HaPesach. So ask Yerushalmi, why didn't they eat they're afraid of the Isser of Chadash, that they're not allowed to violate Chadash, that a mitzvah to eat matzah on Laila Rishon. And normally we assume that if you have a mitzvah to do, and in the only way to do that mitzvah is by violating an Isser, Aseh Docha Lo Saseh. So granted that they're worried about the Isser of Chadash, but they have a mitzvah Saseh of matzah, why don't we say Aseh Docha Lo Saseh? So the Yerushalmi says matzah is a mitzvah Saseh that was given before Matan Torah. A mitzvah Saseh before Matan Torah is not going to be docha a lo saseh. They were already chayiv in matzah at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So an aseh shel koda matan Torah is not going to be docha lo saseh. There's a svara for that. I mean, the assumption of aseh docha lo saseh is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the aseh, since he gave it along with the lo saseh, he was sort of telling us that this aseh is supposed to be done even if it violates a lo saseh. But an aseh koda matan Torah was given to us before there was a lo saseh. So we have no raya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in having such an aseh be docha. Now, if you can explain the pasuk of Sheshes Yom Tochal Matzos as a chova, it turns out that the mitzvah ha'achilu was given after Matan Torah as well, because that pasuk is in Sefer Dvarin, and it's only because we explain that pasuk as a reshus do we say that the chiyuv of achilus matzah on Laila Rishon in Sefer Shemos, is which came with Matan Torah, is not going to be docha the lo sase. So now you understand why you could have both of these drashos, since we darshan that they ate minachadash for only 6 days, so you have to darshan that there's no chiyuv of achilus matzah other than the first night, because otherwise the achilus matzah on the first night would have been docha the Isra of Chadash, and mimela they would have eaten matzah for 7 days and not for 6 days. And that's how we, as Miyashev, have both of the drushas are Ola Bekana Echad, that they both are really, they say this, the same drasha. Now the Brisa continues to darshan the Pasuk. Miyom Haviyachem Tisperu Yachl Yiktzor V'yavi Ve'emesei Shiyur Tisper. It says from the day you bring the Korban Omer, you count 50 days. So I might think that you should be Kotzer, then bring the Omer, and then whenever you get around to it, start doing your Svira at some later point after the Ava Asa Omer. Tamal Omer, that's what the Pasuk says, Mehachel Chermesh Bakama Tachel Vespar, meaning you begin this, the Sfira already at the time of the Ktsira of the Kama B'Magal, when you cut it with the Magal, that's when the Mitzvah Sfira applies. So it sounds like right after the Ktsira, before the Ava Sa'omer, you already have a Mitzvah Sfira Sa'omer. So Mehachel Chermesh Tachel Vespar, Yachel Yiktzar V'Yispar V'Emes HaShir T'Yavi. So I might think just based on that pasuk, okay, do the Ktsira, right away start Sfira, and when should you be maybe the Omer? Whenever you get around to it, whenever you feel like it. Tamal Omer, Miyom Aviyachem. That's why it says Miyom Aviyachem. What happens Miyom Aviyachem? Usfartim Lachem Mimachras HaShabbos Miyom Aviyachem. That the Sfira has to be on the same day as the Havas HaOmer. So it can't be Ktsira, Sfira, and then whenever you get around to it, Havas HaOmer. No, it's got to be on that same day. Well, Ime Yom Aviyachem, Yachal Yiktzar, V'Yispar, V'Yavi Bayom. So I might think you could do all of these things during the daytime. The Ktsira Omer, the Sfira Omer, and the Avas Omer, all during the daytime. Tamal Omer, Shavu Shabbos, Tmimos, Tiyana. Emes HaTemos, Shavu Shabbos, Tmimos. When is it ever going to be Tmimos, that you're, what you're counting are complete weeks? Bizmat Shatamas, Kulimanos, Mibarev. That's only if you count already starting the night before, because if you're ready during the day, by the time you count, you didn't count the first half of the day. The only way to count the entire day is at the very beginning of the day, and the halachic Jewish day begins at night. So yachol yitzar v'yavi v'yispar b'layla. So I'm going to think, okay, do it all at night. Ktsira somer b'layla, svira somer b'layla, hava somer b'layla, tamlomer miyom haviyachem. So we see from there that it has to be during the hava somer, during the day. So haketzad, how do we work it all out? So it must be that ktsira usvira b'layla, v'hava v'yom, that the ktsira and the svira somer is done b'layla, the hava somer is done b'yom. Amar Rava Kulu Islu Pircha, all these drushos of Mimachras HaShabbos, meaning what we say it means, and not what the Baitusim say it means, there's a Pircha in every single one of these drushos, Bar Mitarki Tanoi Basrai, Ben B'Masisa Kamaisa, Ben B'Masisa Basraisa, except for the last two Shitos in the first Braisa, and the last two Shitos in the second Braisa. We quoted 10 drushos. So we're saying all of them have a Pircha except for 4. Okay, so, you know, so it's not like there's only one. Four of them don't have a Pircha. There are 4 that will stand. Now it happens to be Rishonim quote other drushos, meaning we have these 10 that the Gemara has. Rishonim say there are other reasons. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin Musaf and Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Aleph says that the Shitas HaBaitusim is against the Pasuk in Sefer Yoshua. In Sefer Yoshua, Perek Hei, Ve'yochlu Me'avora Aretz Mimachras HaPesach. Says explicitly matzos v'kalui. So you're not allowed to eat the tefillah chadash until they bring the korban omer. So it must be that the korban omer was l'machras chag ha-pesach, and that's when they were allowed to eat. And he says, and don't tell me that year Pesach happened to have fallen on Shabbos, so it happened to be that machras ha-pesach also was Sunday, because then it should have said mimachras ha-shabbos over there. But the fact that the pasuk linked it to machras ha-pesach tells you that it had to be something about Pesach. And other rishonim and achronim give other explanations of how we know that this must be the case, that how we know that that we're right and the Baitusim are incorrect. But again, the Gemara is focusing on the 10 that we quoted in the Gemara. So there are only 4 that will withstand scrutiny, says the Gemara. Why? Either Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. So first we're going to go through the different pirchos on the ones that we reject, and the 6 that we reject. If you're going to say from the drasha of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, who learns from the pasuk that it says Tisbru Chamishim Yom, and another pasuk says Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiyena, so we could be docha that raya. Dilma Kada Abaye. Maybe the way to interpret that is like Abaye said, Damar Abaye Mitzvah Lemimni Yomei, Mitzvah Lemimni Shvuei, that it's not a stira in the psukim. There's a mitzvah to do both. There's a mitzvah to count days, and there's a mitzvah to count weeks. So that's why the one pasuk talks about the sphere of Yamim, the other the sphere of Shavuot. So you can't derive from there that Machras HaShabbos is not on a Sunday and has to be on the day after on Dafka, the day after Pesach. So either Rabbi Lazar, and if you're going to learn from Rabbi Lazar, who learns from the fact that it says Shiva Shavuos Tispar Lach, that the Sfira has to be Tluya Bebezdin, the Rabbi Yeshua, or from the drasha of Rabbi Yeshua, who learns Binyanav from Rosh Chodesh, that before the beginning of the month we know when it's going to be Chal, we could be Docha those Rayos, because even though from those Rayos it's Muchach, that the beginning of the Sfira is not on a Sunday, but it's still not a Raya that it's the day after the first day of Pesach, meaning we not only need to prove that the Baitusim are wrong, we also need to prove that we are right. So maybe in a chinami, Mimachmas HaShabbos doesn't mean on a Sunday, but how do you know it means the day after the first day of Pesach? According to both of those shittos, it could be the day after the last day of Pesach, as far as we know. And Rabbi Yishmael, the drush of Rabbi Yishmael, from the Binyanav that we learned from Karban Omer, from Shtei Alechem, from Rabbi Yudim Meseira, and Rabbi Yudim Meseira's drush of the Hekish of Shabbos at the beginning of Sfira and Shabbos at the end of Sfira, Leslu Pircha. Those two are good. Those two there's no Pircha on. And now we're going to explain all the shittos in the second brisa and why only the last two work. If you want to learn like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda learned that it says Tisbru Chamishim Yom, that you always count 50 days and it's never 51, 52, 53. So that's a raya that the Beitusim are wrong. Havamina Dun L'Chamshin Levar Mehanishita. Maybe the pasuk means to say that there are 50 days from the day that you're going to actually start to count, and not 50 days from the day of when Pesach starts. So it's not going to be 55, 56 days, because you're not counting those days. The 50 days is when you actually start to count, which is the following Sunday. And either Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira, and if we learn from Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira, who learns from Shiva Shavuos Tisparlach, that the Sfira is up to Beis Din, because Tisparlach, mi might be Yom Tov Rishon Kai. How do you know that Machras HaShabbos means the day after the first day of Pesach? Then will be Yom Tov Achron Kai. All that shows is that it has to be related to a Yom Tov, because Yom Tov is determined by Beis Din. But how do I know it's the first day of Pesach? Maybe it's the last day of Pesach. And Rabbi Yossi Nami Chazilei Pircha. And even the first of Rabbi Yossi's explanations, who says that it's not Mestaver, that Machras HaShabbos means a regular Sunday, because that could be any Sunday. So it's Mestaver that it must be a specific Shabbos that only comes once a year, which must be Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. How do you know that Shabbos means Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach? Maybe it means Yom Tov Achron Shel Pesach. That also only comes once a year. So again, it's enough to prove that the Baitusim are wrong, but not enough to prove that we are right. V'hainu t'kamer, and that's what Rabbi Yossi himself says, v'od. Why would Rabbi Yossi have to come up with two reasons? It must be that he himself understood that the first reason was insufficient. So Gufa says, Gemara Amar Abaye, Mitzvah l'mimni yomei, mitzvah l'mimni shvui. There's a mitzvah to count days, and there's a mitzvah to count weeks. Rabbanan de Rav Ashi, manu yomei, manu shvui. Rabbanan de Rav Ashi counted days, and they counted weeks. Amemer, manu yomei, v'lo mani shvui. Amemer used to count days, but did not count weeks. Amar zecha l'migdash shvui. He said it's a zecha l'migdash, and that's why he didn't count weeks, because since it's a zecha l'migdash, he did things a little bit differently. So this is a big discussion over here. What exactly that means. Why would you do something differently if it's a Zeichel HaMikdash? Adrabe, normally when we do something that's a Zeichel HaMikdash, we try to have a Zeichel to how it was done in the Mikdash. Why would we say differently over here? So the Salvechik, so called the Briska Rav and Salvechik also, all said that there are two types of Zeichel HaMikdash. Sometimes you have a Zeichel HaMikdash that's a Zeichel to how things were done in the Mikdash, and sometimes have a Zeichel HaMikdash that's like a Zeichel HaChurban, that it's to remind us of the Churban HaBayis, it's to make us sad, it's to remind us of the fact that we no longer have a Mikdash. So, for example, Lulav Nital Kol Shiva B'Medina Zeichel HaMikdash. The Din D'Oraisa is you only take Lulav for 7 days in the Mikdash. Outside of the Mikdash, only day one is a Din D'Oraisa to take Lulav. Why do we take Lulav for 7 days? Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made a Takana Zeichel HaMikdash. Recall how they used to do it in the Mikdash, so we do what they did in the Mikdash. But then you have another in Maseches Babasra, where the Gemara tells you you should put Efer Makla Barosh Chasanim, you should leave an Amma by an Amma unfinished when you build a house, right? All of this also Zecher LeMikdash. They used to do that in the Beis HaMikdash. No, none of those things were done in the Beis HaMikdash. That's a Zecher to the Churban HaBayis. That's supposed to bring us down a little bit. So Sfira Somer Pashtus, you would assume Zecher LeMikdash is that it's a Zecher to how the mitzvah was done in the Mikdash. But that's what the Salvechik say, that no, there's an element of Zeichel HaMikdash Sfira Somer, it's a Zeichel HaChurban. Because if you assume, like many Rishonim, not the Rambam, but Rashi and many other Rishonim, and the way we actually pass on the Halacha, that nowadays Sfira Somer is only a mitzvah d'Rabbanan, it's no longer a mitzvah d'Oraisa, it's very sad for us. because we don't have a Korban Omer, we're no longer able to do the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer the way it was meant to do. So we dafka, what Amemer is trying to say is, do the mitzvah a little differently to show that we don't really have the full mitzvah anymore, and that should bring us down a little bit. That's the discussion the Baal Amor has in the end of Pesachim, why it is that we don't recite a brach of Shechiyanu on the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. You do it only once a year, it's a mitzvah that comes up, mizman lizman, so normally you should recite a Shechiyanu on such a mitzvah. So he says, oh, it's only a zecher bialma, you know, a meimar mani yomi lo manashvui, because it's a zecher lemigdash. Since it's only a zecher bialma, we don't have to be so machmir about it, and that's why we don't say a Shechiyanu. Even though we don't paskin like a meimar, we count both days and weeks, but that's just a minag, that's not mitzad adin that we have to do that. So since it's only a minag, we don't say a Shechiyanu. That's one answer of the Baal Amor. But then the Baal Amor says, we don't find the chiv to be mevarach Shechiyanu on a mitzvah that doesn't bring hana'a and simcha. Netilas lulav is ba'al simcha. Tchiyah shofar k'dei shi'al ha'zuchonim al b'nei Yisrael l'tovu l'fnei aviyam shva shamayim. Kriyas ha'megillah azecha to the neis ha'kadosh baruch hu hitzileinu miyad oyveinu. Pidyon ha'ben, you mevarich the ben Shechiyanu, because what a great simcha for the parents that the child now not only was born, but he's yotze misafek nefel, and now you see that he's a ben kayama, that the child has made it, he's survived. Sfiras ha'omer, there's no hana'a. Adrabba, it's a zecher la'agmas nafshenu l'churban beis hamikdash. Whoa, so the Baal Amor is a very good raya to what the Brisker Rav and his nephew Rav Salvechik said, that there's an element of Sfiras HaOmer that's a downer, that it's a zecher l'churban, not a zecher l'mikdash, and for that reason you don't recite Shechiyanu on Sfiras HaOmer. There are other Rishonim that say give other reasons why we don't say Shechiyanu on Sfiras HaOmer. Some suggested that you do say Shechiyanu, it's covered in the Shechiyanu that you say on Shavuos. Others say no, it's covered in the Shechiyanu you say on Pesach. So and they say maybe you should have in mind that when you say Shechiyanu on Pesach, that you're having in mind that it should be for Sfiras HaOmer. Okay, I don't know if the minhag is that way, but it's always tricky to figure out which mitzvahs you say Shechiyanu on and which ones you don't. But typically, this should have fit the category because it is something that is that's bamiz mal nizman. I mean, people often ask they're putting on tchelas for the first time. Should I say a Shechiyanu on such a mitzvah? My niece asked me when she got married, the first Shabbat Shem Brachos, lighting Ner Shabbat. Should I say a Shechiyanu the first time I light Ner Shabbat? With my niece, it was easy. Your father's a rabbi, go ask him. But I think the minhag is we don't say a Shechiyanu when it's not one of those mitzvahs that we have a minhag to say a Shechiyanu. With Tchelis, it's easy because most of the time that people put on Tchelis, they also buy a new talis. So when you buy a new talis, that's mefurish Shulchan Aruch, say a Shechiyanu on the talis. So once you're saying a Shechiyanu anyway on the talis, so then you could say a Shechiyanu, you could have in mind that it should go on the mitzvah as well. So in the Hakdamah to my second sefer, I discuss whether when you write a sefer, you say a Shechiyanu. It's something that involves a tremendous amount of simcha when you publish a sefer. But we don't find, if you just don't find that there's such a minhag to say a Shechiyanu, so it's stumma that we don't say a Shechiyanu. There is a discussion that Tosfos has over here, of, you know, we said that the mitzvah, the sefirah has to be tmimos, and that's why sefirah is supposed to be done belayla. So what happens if you don't do sefirah belayla? Can you do sefirah the next day? So it's machlokas rishonim. Tosos writes in the name of the Bahag that if you miss an entire day of sefirah, day and night, then you cannot continue to count sefirah because it's no longer tmimos. How can you count sefirah when you're missing an entire day? And Tosos says, I have no idea what the Bahag is talking about. Why would, if I don't put on tefillin on Monday, I'm not supposed to put on tefillin on Tuesday? What does one got to do with the other? I missed one day of a mitzvah, so do the mitzvah the next day. So the Rishonim already explained what the Bahag must have meant. That it must be that Tosfos and the Bahag are disagreeing whether Sfiras HaOmer is one long mitzvah or whether it's 49 separate mitzvahs. That Tosfos can't understand. It's obviously 49 separate mitzvahs according to Tosfos. So just because you missed one day, of course you should continue to count the next day. Whereas the Bahag understood that it's one long mitzvah, so you lack a certain sense of tamimos in the sfira. But there's a further machlokas where the Bahag says that if you didn't count at night, count during the day.
And Balei Tosfos say, no, Tmimus requires that you count at night. During the day, it does nothing for you. So what we typically do is, if a person forgets to count at night, he counts during the day without a bracha, and when he counts during the day without a bracha, he has a svek sveka, whether he can continue to count the following night. Safek, maybe the Bahag is right, that I'm yotze during the day, so I can keep on counting, and even if the Bahag is wrong about that, and I wasn't yotze during the day, but maybe the Bahag is also wrong about the other inyan, that if I miss a day, then I can't count. Maybe I can count even if I miss the day entirely. So since you have a svek sveka, so we continue to count these subsequent nights with the bracha. However, Tosfos Maseches Megillah quotes the Bahag a little bit differently, that the Bahag says that if you miss counting at night, you should count during the day without a bracha. Not that the Bahag says you're mekayim the mitzvah during the day, but that you should count during the day without a bracha. Why would that be? So Rav Shachter quotes from a Salvechik in Eretz HaTzvi, Simon Gimel, probably his best piece in all of his Sfarim, is Simon Gimel in Eretz HaTzvi, the Kuntros of Bruchas and Mitzvos. He quotes from a Salvechik that maybe the din of Tmimos requires that it be one hemshech of Sfira, even if you're not being mekayim a mitzvah each and every step of the way. Meaning there's an inyan of just the definition of Sfira is that numbers are said in a sequence. If a person counts 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, 12, that's not counting, that's just recitation of random numbers. Counting by definition means that the numbers are in sequence. It could be just to keep the sequence, you don't need a mitzvah on each and every day, just to keep the sequence going. So it could be that even the Bahag knows that you're not making a mitzvah during the day. Still worth counting during the day, just to keep the sequence so that you can then continue to count at night. Many rayas to this. Bir Alacha quotes from Gaonim, you miss a day entirely, so that we don't pass in this way, but the Bir Alacha quotes from Gaonim, that the next night, let's say you miss the third night, on the next night you should say, yesterday was night 3, and today is night 4. What does that do? There's no way I'm being mekayim the third night of Sfira by saying yesterday was night 3 after the day is already over. No, you're right. Of course you're not being mekayim the mitzvah. But what are you doing? You're keeping the sequence. You're keeping it going. So many rayas to this. It would be a chapa big nafkamina. A person is an onen during Sfira Sa'omer. So an onen is not allowed to do mitzvahs. What should he do? He's going to miss a day, so he's not going to be able to count. So maybe the count with kavana shalolatzeis the mitzvah, so you're not doing the mitzvah, but at least you're keeping the sequence, you're keeping the count going. A katan shehigdil, every bar mitzvah boy gets a bar mitzvah during Sfira, gives the drasha, the ksav sofer, if a katan shehigdil be made Sfira, does the counting he did while he was a katan continue to work while he's a gadol? So if you say like this, yeah, because it just keeps the sequence going. What if a person isn't sure if he's going to, the doctors tell him, you're probably not, you know, he's diagnosed with some terrible, terrible illness. First day of Sfira, doctors say, you probably have 2 weeks to live. There's no chance, very little chance that he's going to make it all the way to the end of the 7 weeks. So should he start counting? I may never be able to fulfill the mitzvah. So right, if it's one big mitzvah, then that's no good. But maybe it's not about it being one big mitzvah, it's about keeping the sequence of Sfira. Okay, new Mishnah now. Says the Mishnah on the bottom here of Samach Vav, Amud Aleph. They would cut the omer, the grain, and they would put it in boxes. Heviu la'azara, and they would bring it to the azara. And they would toast it with some fire. Kedei l'kayim mitzvahs kali, and that way they'd be mekayim the mitzvah of toasting the grain. Divra meir v'cham omrim v'kanim uv'kolchos chovtin oso. They would crush it a little bit to separate the garinim from the shell that was around it. Kedei shelo yisma'ich, and they didn't use heavy equipment to crush it because they didn't want to actually crush the kernel. They just wanted to separate the kernel. Nasnu la'abuv, they put it in some type of tube, of a copper tube. Va'abuv kedeshia or va'abuv ha'yimanukav kedeshia or sholit bekulo. And that tube had holes in it so that the fire could get inside where the grain was to toast it properly. Shtachu bazar, then they laid it out in the azara. Varuach menashevisbo, and the wind blew on it and dried up whatever moisture was left from the in the grain. Nasnul rechaim shel grosos, then they put it in a mill that was made to grind larger things so that it shouldn't crush it up so finely. Votziu mimenu isaron, and they would take an isaron, a flour, from all of this. Shumenuba b'sholosh esrei nafa, and it went through 13 sieves to be sifted till they got to a perfect isarun of flour. Vashar nifta v'necha l'kaladam. Now, three sin of grain, it's going to be whittled down to one isarun of flour. What did they do with the rest of it? So the rest they would redeem for money, and it was able to be eaten by anybody. V'chayiv b'chala upatim in a meiser. And it was chayiv in the chala, because when whoever bought it made a dough out of it, so now it's chulin. So it's chayiv in chala when you make a dough. But it's patim in a meiser. So, because at the time that the chiv meisers would have set in, it belonged to Agdish. So it's patim in a meiser. Rabbi Kiva mechayiv b'chala u'b'meiser. So Rabbi Kiva says, it's chayiv in chala and in meiser. So Gemara will explain why. Why would it be chayiv in meiser? Tan Rabbanan. So we have a brisa. Aviv ze aviv. The milch has to come from the Reishis HaKatzir. Kalui be'esh, melam yitzhar Yisrael, mahav v'noso be'esh. That they would toast it with fire. Kedei l'kai mom, it says, kalui divrem men. V'cham mom, and l'cham say, the Chum say that ain or lashon kali ella dover acher. That it means that it's in a kli, not that it's just that it's toasted directly from the fire. Lishna achrina ain lashon kali ella dover kalil. Something a kli that's made out of nechoshes, that's made out of copper. Haketzad. Abuv shel klayos hayosham vayimnukav kekvar k'teshtei or shalatas pekulo, which means they had this tube made out of nechoshes. It had holes in it, and in that way the fire would get inside and would toast whatever's inside of it. Aviv kalui geres eni yodeh im aviv kalui, if they should toast the grains as is im geres kalui, or they should toast the grain after it's already ground up. Kishu amar ba'esh, when it says between the words kalui and geres, it says ba'esh, it says aviv kalui ba'esh geres, say hivse ke'inyin. So you see that the esh happens while it's still aviv, while it's still grains, before it is ground up. Carmel, and the Torah refers to it as Carmel, Rach v'mal, that's a nutrikin. It's a combination of two words. It should be soft, and you should be mole, you should be able to roll it in your fingers, and it would fall apart. V'chenu omer, and we have other nutrikins in Tanakh, where a word sounds like it's a word, but it's really just a combination of different words, and we give a few examples. V'ishba mibal shlisha, v'yaveli ish elokim, lechem bikurim, v'esrim lechem sa'orim, v'carmel. So far, all those words sound familiar. Bitsiklono. Now, what is that word in there? Bitsiklono. So it's in the trikun. Ba viyatzaklonu vachalnu v'navehaya. He came and he poured for us and we ate and it was good. That's what it's in the trikun for. V'omer. There's another pasuk that says nisalsa be'ahavim. What's nisalsa? Also in the trikun. Nisa v'nitan v'nala v'nismach v'nischate be'ahavim. That we go up on the mita and we enjoy and we spatzir be'ahavim. Va'omer, and the pasuk says kenef runanim ne'elosa. So again, what's ne'elosa? Also in the trikun. Nose ola v'nischate. So that the bird only lays eggs in its own nest. V'omer ki yarat haderech l'negdi. What's yarat? Yaresa ra'asa natsa. That the reason the Ason didn't want to go on the road, this is by Bilam, right, that it was veering from the road, was because it was afraid of what it saw. What did the Ason see? It saw a malach, and therefore natsa. That's why it veered from the road. So all these are just nutrikins. Tiberi Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Carmel, yes, it's a nutrikin, but a little different. Carmel, it's like a stuffed pillow that the grain resembles. So Rabbi Kiva mechayiv b'chala meisros. Back to our Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva said that you chayiv in chala and meisros even on the part that's not used for the isarun of flour for the carbon. Amar Rav Kana, Amar Rabbi Kiva miruach hegdish eino poter, because Rabbi Kiva holds that when you do miruach, the smoothing of the piles, while it belongs to hegdish, that's not going to pater for meisros. Says Mar Masar Rav Sheshes, Moser shol sin halalu mayos and bow the brises. Says explicitly, what do you do with the extras? Nifta v'necha l'kaladam, it's redeemed and it's eaten by anybody. V'chayiv b'chalo patr min ha-maisos, and it's chayiv in chal and it's patr for maisos, according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Akiva m'chayiv b'chalo u'b'maisos, and Rabbi Akiva says chayiv in both chala and maisos. Now the Braisa continues. All that we had in the Mishnah, but the Braisa continues the conversation. Amru lo, the Chum said to Rabbi Akiva, poda miad gizbar yochiach. What about a regular case where you take grain that already had miruach while it belonged to Agdish, and then you poda it from the gizbar, you buy it from the gizbar? Shechayiv b'chalo potter min ha-maisos. Don't you agree that in that case you're potter from maisos? v'misa. But if Rabbi Akiva holds the miruach hegdish ain't a poter, that miruach done in the hands of hegdish will not poter from ma'isos, my karmile, what kind of raya are they bringing? They're bringing exactly the same case where Rabbi Akiva disagrees. You know, why do they think that that's a raya at all? V'od, eser Rav Kana bar Tachlib v'Rav Kahana, Rabbi Akiva mechayiv b'chalav ma'isos l'fi shalo nitnu ma'os al letzorech lehem. Ah, Rabbi Akiva says an entirely different reason that it's chayiv ma'isos. Not because miruach hegdish is chayiv ma'isos. No, when something belongs to hegdish and goes through miruach, it's pater from ma'isos. In this case, by the korban, Rabbi Akiva is mechayiv b'ma'isos, because at the time that you were doing the miruach, you already knew that only one isaron was going to be used for hegdish, and the rest was not. So the money that you sell the omer for, that the gizbar uses, the hegdish money, is only for that isaron. The rest of it remains chulin. Elam Rabbi Yochanan Tam l'aruch u'b'fiv shal Rabbi Akiva. If you want the real explanation of Rabbi Akiva, shlo nitnu ma'os al letzorach lehem. The hegdish money only goes to pay for that isaron. The whole rest of it was never hegdish to begin with, and that's where Rabbi Akiva holds that it's really chayiv in maishos. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Rava.